Chapter 53, Staging Disease and Recovery. We can use the universal healing wheel and spin, float, integrate, liberate for staging disease and recovery. Following is an example of staging recovery for people who suffer from chronic severe illness. Spin, float, integrate, liberate. Spin. This is high acuity, requiring multiple visits to the emergency room, hospital, and clinics. Those in the spin zone have one or more of the following: active physical illness, mental illness, addiction, low or no income, unemployment, or homelessness. These individuals often spin between hospital, jail, and street. There may be danger to self or others. Float. With medication, housing, and financial support, mental illness, physical illness, and substance use improve. If present, symptoms are more manageable. People isolate in their rooms, watch TV, smoke, hang out, and wander aimlessly. There may be some social contact, but little or no connection to meaningful social, recreational, vocational, or spiritual activity. There is often no meaning and purpose. Integrate. This is community integration involving people, activities, and belief systems. People get their social, recreational, vocational, and spiritual lives back. And liberate is integrating higher states of consciousness with good mental health. Staging recovery using the 15 methods and spin, float, integrate, liberate. The universal healing wheel includes 15 methods. Some will choose none of these. Others will apply all 15. To move from spin to float to integrate, we need positive action on the horizontal axis of people, activities, and belief system. For deepest healing and liberation, we need to move from fixed to open belief systems and add vertical axis healing options, including meditation and self-knowledge. This requires managing that gap between fixed and open belief systems, where even a little anxiety is perceived as the uninvited guest in the living room. Now recall the 15 methods. There are three on the horizontal axis: people, activities, and belief systems. And belief systems are either fixed or opened. And the vertical axis has 12 methods: affirmations, habit transformation, progressive muscle relaxation, breathwork, contemplation, meditation, prayer, mindfulness, practicing the presence of God, service, yoga, and the transformation of emotion. Here are the five stages, level 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. This is entitled Staging Recovery and Healing. Level 1 is no options. This individual chooses none of the 15 methods. Some people are overwhelmed by stimulation and need to stay alone to remain stable. Others may lack initiative or energy. The illness may be too acute. There may be too much pain. This individual will remain in spin and float. Level 2, people and/or activities. This individual chooses people and or activities. There is social and recreational recovery, but an inability to engage in cognitive behavioral work, which includes belief systems or vocational territory. This person benefits from day programs and drop-in centers. Level 3, people, activities, and belief system. This individual engages with people and activities and has a belief system such as traditional religion, 12-step program, or other healing models. This includes social, vocational, recreational, and spiritual recovery. This individual remains primarily on the horizontal axis and has an external locus of control. Level 4, people, activities, belief system with any one or a combination of vertical axis options. There may be a need to move from fixed to an open belief system. The locus of control begins to shift from outside to inside. Level 5. As with level 4, but add transformation of emotion and meditation, the two most difficult and advanced vertical axis techniques. With the addition of these two powerful digging tools, one can remove all traces of negativity, leading to the recovery of the higher self and higher power as the unlimited peace, joy, love, and safety we crave. The locus of control is primarily inside. There is an expansion of higher states of consciousness, sometimes referred to as liberation or enlightenment.